Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn about feeling better about the bodies that Allah has given us. Do you ever wish that you were as thin as a model or strong as a football or soccer player? Maybe you wish you were a little taller or shaped a little differently. Those thoughts are a natural part of growing up. But learning that you can and can't change certain things about your body or appearance is part of growing up too. It may be hard to accept, even for teens and grown-ups. But when people accept the way they look, they often feel happier. If you wish you could change the way you look, you may want to talk to your mommy and daddy. Talk to a trusted adult about what's bothering you. Some children get frustrated if they're not growing or developing as fast as their friends. This can be a confusing time in your life. But it's important to know that it doesn't happen at the same time for every child. Maybe you're a little boy in high school and you're still a little shorter than all your friends. Who knows? One day you may just pop up, snap up, and grow up. What happens if you're a little girl and you don't start growing the way your little friends do? Don't worry. Everyone grows at a time that's right for them. You need to know that Allah has made your body such that it will grow and it will develop as you get older and as you get stronger. There aren't any magic potions or special exercise that can rush you along. Even if a boy lifts weights, he won't be able to get strong muscles like teen boys or adults. A girl won't be able to grow until her body is ready to grow. If you're concerned about your weight, and if you feel you're too fat or too thin, you need to know that mommy and daddy are there to talk to you all the time. You may find out that your weight is right for your height. Your doctor can also check if your weight is healthy enough to make you a good, strong, and healthy person. If you feel you need to eat healthier or get more exercise, you can do that too. Eating healthy foods and being active makes all children feel better. Do you know why, butterflies? It's because eating healthy can help you feel energized and keep your body working the way it should. Playing around all the time, relaxing, laying on the couch, it's not good for you, is it? It's okay sometimes, but the rest of the time, you need to get active, get physical, and run about. When you keep your body moving by playing, reading Salah, jumping about, playing sports, or even clearing your room and helping mommy clear the house, you exercise your muscles and the body that Allah has given you. Now, when you exercise a muscle, it gets stronger. And when you have strong muscles, you can do whatever you want to, from carrying a heavy bag to jumping around. Kids and grown-ups will feel better about their bodies when they feel strong and know that their bodies can do whatever they need them to, like climbing and walking up a hill, jumping some rope, riding a bike, swimming a lap, running upstairs, or even jumping about and doing all that your body can do. Remember, butterflies, your body is an amana. You need to look after it, and you need to do everything you can to make sure that it's strong and healthy. If your body is strong and healthy, you can make more ibadah. Inshallah, ameen. Now let's go for a quick break.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Ag main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam. Sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu. Ek din ki hai ye zindagi, mere pyar ki kahani. बस एक ख्वाहिश मेरे दिल की मुझे छोड़ के ना जाना तेरे प्यार की तारीफ करके मैं मेरे दिल को आराम आता है ये
My butterflies, do you know about your body? Do you know about how you're going to grow up and how you may look in a few years' time? Maybe not. Maybe you can't picture yourself picking up weight. Maybe you can't picture yourself losing weight. Maybe you can't picture yourself getting taller or even maybe getting a little leaner. Can you picture your hair growing faster? Can you picture your eyes looking bigger? Can you picture your face looking rounder? Whichever way you go and whatever you do, remember, Allah is always there for you. If you are unhappy about how your body looks, or you are unhappy about the way you look, you need to talk to a trusted adult or someone that you care about. If you do this, then inshallah, with the help of Allah, you will get a solution to your problem. Something that you think may be such a big deal may be not important at all, like if you get a pimple or even a scar. Remember, butterflies, everything you have is a blessing from Allah. You may be unhappy with the way your legs look, or you may be unhappy that your arms are not as toned. But remember, there's children in this world that are growing up around you, and they have no arms and no legs to complain about. Did you get a gray hair lately? Remember, there's children that don't have any hair at all, and they would wish they had yours. Did you grow up with a big nose? Did you thank Allah for the ability to be able to smell? Did you grow up with big ears? Did you remember to thank Allah for the ability to hear? Are your eyes not as wonderful or as colorful as your friend's is? Well, did you thank Allah that you can see? Is your mouth shaped differently compared to your friend's? Maybe theirs is round and yours is a heart. Did you thank Allah for having lips so that you can talk, a tongue, and even all the amazing things that you can eat? Are your teeth crooked? Aren't you happy you can use it to still chew your food? Remember all the bounties and blessings of Allah and make shukr for what you have. Because if you do, then Allah will reward you. Be beautiful, be the best you can be, and be confident about who you are. Because if you do this, you'll be doing something great for someone very important. My butterflies, do you know who that person is? It's you, of course, because everyone is special in their own special way.
Knowing who I am, a traveler so lost. Together we can look up, together we can pray. This journey's one we share, and soon we'll get there. Allah is always near. The journey is clear, if you stand here, taking the view of the skies above. I promise it's there, in front of your eyes. The journey is just for you and I. Tomorrow is ours to conquer again. The journey to Allah above. Finding who I am, lost in selfishness, not knowing you fell to what I did inside. There's hope yet for you and I in this life. This journey is one we share. The journey is clear, if you stand here, taking the view of the skies above. I promise it's there, in front of your eyes. The journey is just for you and I. Tomorrow is ours to conquer again. The journey to Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam.
We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.
Again, I ask you to stand here with me. Our smiles could yet be